12-minute reclining practice with legs up the wall. Become interested in how the body feels, the bones settling, perhaps muscles softening. Feel the legs up the wall. Allow the knees to be soft. Perhaps noticing how the thigh bones shift back in the hip sockets. Noticing the breath. Just allowing yourself to settle. Receive the support of the earth. Receive the support of the wall, and notice how these are steady, stable, outer conditions that you may trust, and the inner process of trusting the support that is available to you. Notice your sense of well-being, the places that don't yet know how to relax, and any places that are willing to soften. Place the feet flat on the wall, about hip width. Slide the feet down the wall a bit, and up the wall several times, exploring, feeling the changes in the ankles, various leg muscles, the space in the knee changing. And as you do this, see if there's a more stable and comfortable place where you can press into the feet and begin to lift the pelvis ever so slightly away from the floor. So the back waist, the lumbar spine, is pressing into the floor in a way that feels good to you. Soften this action, allowing the pelvis to once again settle onto the floor. And again, pressing into the feet, feeling the pelvis lift slightly, and the back waist settles into a flatter form. And this time you might go a little higher up the spine, easing down slowly, softening, relaxing, letting go. A moment of non-doing, simply being, and again creating the action, pushing into the feet, especially the heels, slowly coming up the spine, maybe to about midpoint this time, near the base of the shoulder blades, and skillfully easing down the spine. Just noticing the vertebrae that move easily, some that may not, and your interest in being aware inside the body, letting the pelvis come to settle. And when you're ready, mindfully pressing into the heels with the feet flat on the wall, and slowly coming up the spine to whatever height feels good to you. If you choose to move higher up the spine, then ensure the neck is not taking any additional weight. The weight could settle on the shoulders, and easing down slowly vertebra by vertebra, as much as you can, so you're aware of the inner space awareness is moving through. And letting the pelvis again settle onto the floor. Just relaxing here, perhaps noticing the effect of this movement. Places that may feel more relaxed, and sometimes we simply become aware of tension. Places that don't yet know or remember how to soften, how to let go. Inviting the legs to go wider on the wall. As the legs widen, sense, feel the body, and allow the width to settle at a distance that's comfortable, enjoyable. And remind yourself that these practice sessions are quality time for you, a kind of gift giving and gift receiving that occurs inside of you. Now slowly slide one leg to the center. Let it settle. Feel whatever is true. And again, invite the leg to go wide, resting at a comfortable place that you sense inside of you. There's no outer place that we're trying to get to. It's all about a kind of balance, a kind of sensitivity, a quality regulation that feels best for you this time. Inviting the other leg to ease to center where it's more vertical. Pausing there, sensing and acknowledging what is true from inside of you. Again, you may invite this leg to go wide. Notice the journey, the unfolding, and how you sense what might be the best place to rest this time. Pausing to linger in and experience the form. And when you're ready, inviting both legs to go vertical, sensing how both legs are moving, and sensing how the ankles know how to lighten on the wall that allows this movement to happen with a degree of ease, fluidity, and enjoyment. And when the legs are vertical, softening into this position, feeling all that is true, especially any subtle waves of energy or the body attempting to soften and relax. Or if the body is fighting or resisting, continue to adjust the form so the body knows that you as presence are attentive and that you care. Bending the knees, place the feet on the wall, parallel, hip width, pressing into the heels, and slowly lifting the pelvis. And this time, continue moving up and down the spine, varying the distance each time, choosing what feels best to you, knowing it can take time to truly feel the body, to befriend the body, especially if the body has been holding pain, if it hasn't been allowed to balance and heal. And it can take a while to just explore in a very kind, intentional way, helping to release the holding patterns. Sometimes the fear that has become trapped in the tissue. You might explore zigzagging up and down the spine, crossing the vertebra at various points. Feeling how the body is responding all along the spine. Maybe wide zigzag patterns to feel other muscles in the back. And to also notice how the legs are strengthening here. How the movement is becoming more skillful and balanced, even with a kind of intermittent schedule that you're choosing to explore. And noticing the contraction of the abdominals and all that is true, the breath continuing in a balanced way. And when you're ready, easing down the spine, allowing the pelvis to again settle. The legs might go a bit straighter, sustaining some softness in the knees, and relaxing into the stable support, feeling the breath, and acknowledge your willingness. Acknowledge your willingness to soften, to receive, your willingness to be present, to refrain from judging, to simply be in this moment with interest, aware of being aware, allowing the breath to be a kind of guide into inner space. Acknowledge that you are taking quality time for yourself to develop your awareness, to be more mindful of this moment.